This weekend, only at Macy's, it's our lowest prices of spring. How low? Diamond rings, pendants, and earrings, only $399, originally $1,500. Ninja blenders, now $89.99. And $395 men's designer suits, only $99.99. So if you're wondering why you should shop Macy's lowest prices sale, well, the name pretty much says it all. It's our lowest prices for one weekend only. Starts tomorrow at Macy's. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
How did Tolkien take a character, one whose appearance shocked him, and make him a key hero for Lord of the Rings? We'll find out today in our final exploration into the chapter Strider from J.R.R. Tolkien's Fellowship of the Ring. I'm Aaron, your host and guide to wandering Middle-earth, especially for first-time readers of Tolkien's works. Visit ringspodcast.com to find my free downloadable guides for reading The Silmarillion and other works by J.R.R. Tolkien. Now, let's wander. During this whole chapter, and even the last, Merry has not been involved. When the hobbits came to their rooms at the Prancing Pony, Frodo, Pippin, and Sam decided to go to the common room, and Merry said he would sit quietly for a moment, then go for a walk. So he missed the entire incident of disappearing Frodo. Just as Frodo has decided to join with Aragorn, Merry now bursts back onto the scene. He confirms that the Nazgûl are indeed in Bree that very night. It seems that he overheard a spy reporting to a Nazgûl, and then he, quote, fell over in the dark night and remembered little more. Nob, the hobbit helper, finds Merry just in time and brings him back to the inn. But when Merry tries to explain his story, we learn yet another dark thing that Strider knows. Quote, the Black Breath. The Black Breath doesn't really make an appearance in Peter Jackson's films, and we really won't see it again for several more chapters in the book. As a look ahead, Aragorn will diagnose Faramir's sickness as the Black Breath, also called the Black Shadow. In yet another poem that will reveal the King of Gondor, it is said that the king's hands will be able to heal from the Black Breath, using a special herb called Ethelas. That may not make a lot of sense right now, but we'll see in the next chapter just how important Ethelas and Aragorn's ability to heal with it will be for Frodo. Before we close out this chapter-length introduction to Strider, we have two more insights into Strider, now revealed as Aragorn, that we need to explore. The first is a new word that pops up near the end of the chapter, and it connects directly to Aragorn. Here's a few lines all said by Aragorn, all from the final pages of this chapter. See if you can spot the repeated word. Quote, but do not give up hope. Let us hope to hold the fort till morning. I hope so. Yes, the word is hope. The idea of hope is a major theme in all the Lord of the Rings and even beyond. And this idea is closely connected with Aragorn. When Aragorn was just a child, his mother brought him to Rivendell to be raised. Elrond, in an attempt to obscure the boy's true name and lineage from the enemy, called him Estel, meaning hope. At their last meeting, his mother said this to him, Onan Estel Edain, U Cheben Estel Anim. Now, if you're up on your Elvish, you might recognize those words from the film. When Elrond brings the sword Anduril to Aragorn at Dunhauer, before the Battle of Pelennor Fields. But if you remember the English translated subtitles, this translation will sound more familiar to you. Quote, I give hope to the Dunedain. I have kept no hope for myself. These words were not actually said from Elrond to Aragorn. They are actually the last words that Aragorn heard his mother speak to him. Next time you watch the film, see if you can count how many times Aragorn encourages others to hope. You may be surprised. Now, these three lines I mentioned earlier are all in context of this chapter. Aragorn is encouraging the hobbits that Gandalf has great power, and their quest will be his greatest task. He hopes that he and the hobbits can hold the fort, and that their decoys in the bedrooms will be enough to throw the Black Riders off their trail. I actually think it's pretty crazy that those decoys are just on the other side of the door in the bedrooms, while Aragorn and the hobbits are sleeping in the parlor with Strider's feet up against the closed door. Pretty crazy. And lastly, he hopes that the tale of Frodo's vanishing trick will be told in Bree for 100 years or more. This last line is a little odd to me. Why would Aragorn hope that Frodo's accidental disappearance is told in Bree? For me, it's the time span, that it will be told for 100 years, meaning that Bree will have survived the shadow from the east, and its residents still live to tell the tale of the vanishing, crazy Mr. Underhill. That should round us out for Wandering the Chapter Strider in Fellowship of the Ring. If you would like to wander farther, please grab my free chapter guide at ringspodcast.com/strider. Strider, the seeming rascal, is revealed to be Aragorn. Various poems and themes reveal this, from the poem in Gandalf's letter to the theme of hope. Other major events have been foreshadowed. An encounter on Weathertop, Gandalf's greatest task, healing from the Black Breath, reforging of the sword, and the return of the king. While you may criticize this chapter as yet another talking scene, where not much happens, you may be right if this were a film. Hence why Peter Jackson's films greatly reduce this chapter to a handful of lines said at various other points. But when you look at this chapter as a part of a work of literature, there are a lot of layers of meaning happening. Things are not as they seem, from men to hobbits and innkeepers. Major themes are introduced. Strider takes on a much more critical role than a simple wilderness guide. I am amazed how Tolkien can say, quote, "Strider sitting in the corner at the inn was a shock, and I had no more idea who he was than had Frodo." And yet he was able to take that shocking discovery of Strider and, in a single chapter, mold the character into the lost king of Arnor and Gondor, the heir of Isildur who claimed the One Ring, complete with a broken sword, and then weave in several other Aragorn-centric themes as well, healing from the Black Breath, hope, and the eventual return of the king. I simply find it inspiring. Thank you to this episode's executive producer, The Old One. If you would like to support the Lore of the Rings podcast, visit ringspodcast.com/member. If you found today's Wandering of Middle-earth to be inspiring, please share this episode with a friend. Lastly, if you would like to connect with me, I am most active on Threads. Find a link to my profile at ringspodcast.com and tap the at symbol near the top. And thank you for wandering Middle-earth with me today.
You want the best for your child. K-12 can help them gain the skills they need to reach their full potential while giving you the support you need to get them there. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Their state-certified teachers make online learning interactive and engaging, allowing your child to learn at their pace from the safety of home. Join the more than 3 million families who have chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more. That's k12.com/podcast.
Lord Vader, Operation Andor is underway.
Excellent. If we release 3 episodes per week, the Lorehounds will never be able to cover every episode. The Imperial forces will crush the rebellion before it begins.
Stand by. We're picking up something on our scanners.
Echo Squadron, reporting in.
Delta Squadron, on your left.
Django Squadron, on your 6.
With Imperial forces coming in fast, we're calling all rebels to join the fight this season. Starting after the April 22nd premiere, you'll hear 3 full breakdowns for each week's episodes of Andor Season 2. Each podcast will be led by one of our squadron leaders, Alicia, David, and John. We'll be bringing in new and familiar voices to fill out the roster. Search for the Lorehounds on any podcast platform to join us in a galaxy far, far away. And don't forget to check out our season pass for even more content like our Holocron bonus pods. It's good news for anyone, except Darth Vader.